This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, the abundant treasures. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are an ummah, we are a nation whose first revelation and inspiration was Iqra, read. We are people of a culture which was built upon the slogan of Allama bil Qalam, with the pen he taught. We are followers of a great prophet who taught us Ista'in bi yaminik, seek help from your hands to write. So when people used to come to Holy Prophet and tell him that many of the teachings which you tell us, we forget those precious information. The Holy Prophet said, Ista'in bi yaminik, seek help from your hand, write down. So we read and then we wrote. And we then read and wrote until we discovered an abundant treasure, a book. And then we wrote another, and third, and fourth, until we needed a library, then one, another, and third. So we eventually established a civilization based upon reading, writing, and books. That was our great civilization of Islam. In that civilization, the books are said to be, as Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam says, Al-Kutubu Basatinul Ulama. The books are the orchards of scholars. And what does that mean? That they grow trees of knowledge there and pluck the fruits of wisdom. So we are children of a culture which began with Iqra, read, and flourished with Allama bil Qalam, with the pen he taught. Such a great civilization and such a great culture and such a great nation which was based upon the knowledge and books. That was our culture. That was our real legacy. Welcome back. We were talking about our beautiful legacy of knowledge, our beautiful legacy and culture of reading, writing, and books. Well, if we have such a rich culture and such a great culture and rich history of relationship to books, if we are the successors of a wonderful tradition of reading and writing, if we are heirs of a great legacy of books and writings in all fields of knowledge, then why? Why we fell behind? Why we distanced ourselves from their tradition? Why we should be detached from the wonderful legacy of reading and writing? We should think and reconsider our individual and collective life and return to that great tradition. Not only because that books cause nations to develop and prosper, but also because books are themselves great. They are lovely. They make a good and loyal friend. They enlighten you from inside and open new horizons for you in the life. They are sources of self-development and reform. You reveal new things about yourself, about people around you. They are doors which you open towards new worlds, new realms. So at the last, I will say, stick to the books. Befriend them. Rather fall in love with them. They will never betray you. Also teach your children to befriend them. Choose good books for them. That will eventually make them good humans. Because books are flowers. They have fragrance. And their fragrance is knowledge. Their fragrance is virtue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to choose good books and read them and enlighten ourselves by the fragrance of the books. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.